we'll be just visiting and then giving them a few extra coaching tips, and hopefully the boys are enjoying themselves.
And why do you think initiatives such as this are important?
One, I think it gives boys, boys and girls, you know, the opportunity to learn a little bit more. And also, I think that, you know, especially in this day and age, I think it's important that they go to the right sort of people. So, doing camps like this certainly gets people to encourage the game. And also, you know, quite often they don't meet ex-players or former or current players. And, you know, that, hopefully that induces them, a bit like what the Olympics will hopefully do to a number of people for the next Olympic Games.
And how have you got involved with it?
Basically, obviously Freddie can't go to every camp, so Activate Sport, who run the Flintoff Academies, on Freddie's behalf. Freddie visits a certain amount, but obviously makes sure that if he can't be there, he sends former Test players to go and help infuse those children. And so I started doing it this year, and hopefully I do a few more. Alex Shooter does them, Mark Van Pagash does them, Paul Nixon does some. So, you know, quite an array of different people. I know Jimmy Anderson has been to them before, so, you know, it's all shared about, and we all muck in.
And looking back perhaps to when you were getting into the game, is this the sort of opportunity that you think you might have benefited from or enjoyed?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, obviously, it's a long time since I was a little boy, and, you know, it's more like self-development and, you know, playing down the street. And these things aren't there to replace that. I think it's still important that these boys go for a week, have some fitting, and then, you know, they copy it back in the playground or down the side of their house or, you know, in the park. They carry on, and that's your quickest learning curve, if you can take some of what they're doing at these camps and then take it into their everyday life, really. So this morning, for instance, I did a thing that I did when I was a kid because I got fed up with losing balls. I got a stump out and just batted against them with a stump. And, you know, I did pretty well. I think I got out once and about 40, 45 balls bowled at me. So, you know, the boys were like, wow, you know, but it gives them a different focus. And more to the point, it gives them a challenge. And what I find, that children love challenges.